Welcome everyone to another episode, episode 51 of 1 hour, one decision, 1H1D. I am Chris.
And I am Tom.
And we take 60 minutes and play a random game on Xbox Game Pass and decide, do we like squishy caterpillary thingies?
Or are we more of a hard exoskeleton kind of guy?
That's right. This episode, we're going to be talking about a game I think, Tom, you and I have like kind of heard about.
Yes.
In from other people and, you know, other news outlets and stuff like that. A lot. Hollow Knight. This is the Void Heart Edition.
Yes.
So this was what Xbox Game Pass Surprise Me Button has given us, gave us. So let's talk about it. Team Cherry is the one that developed this game. This game came out. It's kind of weird. The original game came out in February of 2017, from what I understand.
Okay.
For PC. And then I think this edition of the game came out in September of 2018.
Okay.
So this game, this particular edition, like supposedly did a bunch of updates to visuals and some balancing fixes, some bug fixes, etc. I don't know why they did this, but so be it.
Could it have been not available for the Xbox and PlayStation and those other platforms until then?
Yes, they were. It was released on PlayStation and Xbox in September around that time. But it came out on the Switch before these two, before PlayStation and Xbox.
It seems like a good fit for the Switch.
Yeah, I think so too. I played this on the PC. It was 7.45 gigabytes on it. What about you, Tom?
7.7 gigabytes on the Xbox One. We don't. Nope. Don't know why.
Yeah, but what kind of game is this?
I put side-scrolling action-adventure, but I think yours is a little bit more telling.
Yeah, I put Metroidvania with some Souls-like elements.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what you find out when you die is you lose all your stuff, which is a bummer. Like, mm-hmm. You lose all your coins and whatnot. But if you find your soul, you can get it back, but you have to fight it first.
It's an interesting take.
Yeah, it definitely was. I was like, oh cool, like I got to that I don't know where you died, but I died at the like the big mother fly boss.
Okay.
Because like I killed her and I was like, oh, this wasn't too bad, and then like you see the, like the stomach rumbling, and then like 30 of those like mini flies came out of her. And you're like, oh God, what am I supposed to do? And then I died. And then, but thankfully I didn't have to fight her again. But then in its place was my soul. I'm assuming it's my soul. But so I fought that. I beat it and I got my stuff back.
Nice.
So what about you? When did you die?
I died fighting some big fat guy with a sword. I died there a couple of times.
Is he sword? Oh no, he's not the one with the where he slams the ground and it reverberates.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, it is that guy. Okay, yeah, okay. I did fight him too. So
what is the game loop? We've talked a lot, Chris. But,
we did. I put down that we traverse through this dark world and eventually fill up your map with all these places.
Yeah. So. Mine's a little bit more tongue-in-cheek here. wander around as a bug person that murders other bug people for profit.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate too, to be fair. And it makes you wonder, because it's like, you're killing these things. Are they like, are they the people that were in this town that you're just kind of like going off and killing?
I'm pretty sure they are.
You know, it's pretty dark. The game is it seems like it's a pretty dark dark game, dark story. So, but let's get into what we like. What did you like about this game, Tom?
I wanted to point out at first, I really did like that animated intro. I thought it was minimal, but like, yeah. It was cool. Like, got me kind of into the art style. It's this game is an indie game, but it looks good. It doesn't just look like some 8-bit, like,
yeah,
pixelated thing that everybody does.
Yeah, they took their, I think they definitely put effort into creating this world. Like the art style for sure. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I also thought, talking about the world a little bit, I liked that the environment is kind of destructible, rather. Like you can chop down the grass, knock down light poles and things like that. none of it matters. You know, I didn't find any rupees hidden in these grasses didn't find any items or anything when I smash things, but I thought it was pretty interesting that, you know,
I thought that at least you would have gotten like some sort of like an achievement, you know, but no, nothing
no,
of that.
No such thing.
What else? I thought the controls were pretty good. I thought like, you know, movement felt pretty tight. I know you had a little bit of a complaint with one of the things, but
yeah,
you know, overall, I think like the combat was not bad. It was simple, but you know, it served its purpose. And I thought the menu animations, I don't know how it was in yours. I thought the menu animations were pretty nice. Like even just kind of flipping through the main menu was kind of cool. And the music set the mood for sure.
Yeah. It did a good job of kind of setting the tone of the game.
Yep.
Like I think they were operating on all cylinders there with the art and the music and just kind of getting you into the headspace of this, you know, this world.
Yeah. I see in your notes here, you said using environment to kill enemies. When did you, how did you do that? I didn't do any of that.
So some of the there's a lot of platforming in this game, not a big surprise. And some of the platforming elements try to kill you, like, you know, spikes that fall off the ceiling and stuff.
Right.
You can use those to kill bad guys. You can kite bad guys under them and then and it eliminates them in one hit, as opposed to, you know, like the charging beetle guys that you have to hit like three or four times.
Yeah.
Those guys will go down in one hit if you get one of these things to hit them.
Okay.
So there was that, you know, there's a getting the timing down just in general feels real good, you know, whether it's jumping, attacking, this sort of stuff where you can use the environment, like you're like, ah, you feel like you're getting somewhere.
Yeah. That's actually another good point. Other than the way to heal yourself, there really wasn't any other like tutorials in this game.
No. There really isn't. It doesn't hold your hand at all.
No, no. And that was, I kind of appreciated that because it was pretty intuitive, I guess, once you got going.
Yeah.
Like just at least the way that the mechanics of your character, which I guess the Hollow Knight, like traverses the world. I don't know. What else? Did you anything else you wanted to bring up? Were you talking about the trapped grubs?
Yeah. So just in general, like I liked like feeling like I was getting it, you know, like I feel like getting rewarded in a sense. Like the game doesn't really hold your hand, doesn't tell you a whole lot. But as you play, especially like towards the later part of my hour, I was like, oh, okay, now like I've got the map, I've got the compass, I understand the healing mechanic, I understood how to bounce off things by down swinging with my sword. And all of these things like make you feel like, okay, like you're understand the game now. And I'm sure that continues. You
can bounce off things by swinging down.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
So like, let's say, you know, those like tremor looking monsters, the things that look like the sandworms from Dune.
Yeah.
When those things come up at you, if you down attack, you bounce off them. And so you can use that and you can use that against spikes and things like that.
The higher platforms.
Oh,
Well, I would have never figured that out.
Well,
I was just hoping for a double jump. That's the thing.
We can talk about that now. Let's talk about some things we didn't like.
Yeah. The first thing off the bat, I think this is a criticism of this genre, this Metroidvania thing, is seeing stuff that I can't get to until I get some sort of ability or something like that. Like that frustrated the heck out of me. I felt like there was a lot of places where I was like, oh, I can't get there yet. Which again is like the whole backtracking thing and like remembering all this other stuff, yada yada. Like, okay, all right, that kind of frustrated me. And then the fact that I don't think I didn't get any new abilities in that first hour.
I didn't get anything except what I purchased, which is to say the map, the compass.
Right.
And but figuring out that sword bounce.
Right. Which, you know, I guess it's kind of an ability. But speaking of the map, I thought that was that was like kind of a cheap move. Mm-hmm. Like you basically have to buy each component of a, you know, well thought out map. Like I felt like that map, once it's constructed, would be a map that you would get like in Ori.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely.
So that was kind of a bummer. What about you, Tom? What are some of the things that you didn't like?
Okay. I love that you brought up the Metroidvania backtracking, because I can't stand that. It's one of my bullets. It just says Metroidvania backtracking, yuck. Like, right. I don't, right. No, that's not fun to me.
Yeah.
And part of that, I think, is that it also kind of leads to the, I don't know where I'm supposed to go thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if I was playing Super Mario Brothers, I understand that I start on the left side of the screen and I move to the right side of the screen. And if I keep moving right, eventually I get to the end of the level.
Right.
But in a game like this, where it's like, well, where you need to go might be in a circle, you know, somehow or something. And
before I got the map, I was totally like going in circles. It was so confusing, so frustrating. Speaking of also that map thing, the fact that the map doesn't update until you go to a rest point.
Yeah.
That annoyed me too. That really annoyed me.
I wonder if you died before you got to a rest point, would you lose the progress you made on the map?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Or would the act of dying update your map? Because, right, you die, you end up resting.
Yeah. But are you at rest because you have to go find your soul?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Mm, you know.
But yeah, I didn't get the map till later. So.
I definitely got the map at the very end of my playthrough. But once that map came through, man, it was, now I had a idea of like, all right, this is my mission. Like, this is where I'm supposed to get to. Like, because then I can see in the map, like the stuff that I did not actually cross yet. I was like, cool. Anything else that you wanted to bring up? Oh, you're talking about this crying guy.
Yeah. So right from the beginning of the game, and maybe you can help me here, Chris.
Yeah.
What's the point of this game? Why am I? I mean, I understand why you and I are playing it. Like,
right.
Xbox Game Pass surprised me button said we're playing it, so we are.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, I started the game. I played it for an hour. I don't understand what I was doing as the protagonist.
Yeah, I'm probably with you there. I didn't even like, and I'm sorry for any Hollow Knight fans out there that are listening. I didn't even like read the story. I was kind of just breezing through. I don't know.
I read all of them, Chris. I read all of them. I read every single. I stopped. I talked to everybody. I feel like maybe I looked down to take a note and missed the entire plot. But if that's what happened, like, you got to do a better job with delivering your plot, guys.
Right, right.
It can't be 15 seconds of plot in an hour.
Which I guess is kind of the Souls-like part of it, where all the story is told through nonsense, like, or finding notes or something like that.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, a nice cutscene or something like that, some nice exposition somewhere. I don't know.
I just, like, there are games that give us too much exposition. I'm looking at you, Yakuza. This game did not give me enough. Like,
that's funny, right? How we went from one game to another, where, like, there was absolutely, that was well done, Game Pass, actually. Well done for giving us that.
Yeah, the game, Xbox Game Pass is like, oh, you're complaining about cutscenes. Okay, well, here you go.
They swung the pendulum the other way for this
way one. In the other direction.
But let's talk about anything else that you want to bring up, maybe not positive or negative, but anything else that you thought.
Okay. I did mention in my notes here that the jump felt very floaty to me. Mm-hmm. And I mm-hmm. did not like that at first. Eventually I got kind of the hang of it, but it kind of makes me think of like Luigi, maybe in like a Super Mario Brothers game, where his jump is just a little too different from Mario's. Like, Mario's is perfect, and that's what you want out of a jump, and you just kind of intuitively know it just feels right. And for me, that his jump was just a little too floaty, and so I missed timings and things a lot, and ended up dying and things as a consequence, just because my intuition of where what should happen and what did happen were not in sync. And just generally speaking, this idea of and that's my note about the crying guy, is like, I would run into things in the world. The game would not give me an option to like interact with them or anything at all. It's just, there's just a guy here crying. And it's like, okay, can like I talk to him? No, I just, you could just listen to him cry. And then like I discovered afterwards, it's like, oh, he's missing his little baby grubs. And by rescuing the baby grubs and then going back there, he gives you money. But like at no point was that communicated to me. Like I had to just
kind of this crying guy
figure it out. He was in one of the corners of the map.
Was he in that like area? Like it was like a purplish area.
It was like down in the dungeony area, I guess. And there was, you know, I don't know. They're all like these cocoons. Mm-hmm. And he's like an old wizardy looking fellow.
Okay. But he's in one of those cocoons.
Yeah. And he's like just sobbing openly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then as you free these little grub dudes, they appear back over there. And if you go back there, which I only randomly ended up back there, I was like, oh, and then like you like wave to the little grubs and then they give you money. It's like
they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you wave?
Just by being there. It's not like a button you press. It's just like, that's what I'm saying. Like the mechanics of this game are not explained at all. And like, I don't know, you know, really what should have happened is like, I guess the guy was unconsolable and didn't want to talk. But like if he had said to me, hey, oh, I'm so sad. All my children are missing. Could you please go find them for me? I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, I get it now. And then anytime I saw a little grubby baby, I'd be like, oh, it's one of his children. I'll go get them. Mm-hmm. You know, like it didn't even need to be like, you know, just text on the screen, guys. Like, it's like,
I mean, it's not like they don't put text on the screen.
Right. Yeah. It just seemed like nebulous for no reason. Like, mm-hmm. what was the point of keeping that a secret?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a hidden secret or something?
Yeah.
I guess, okay. So I do have something positive to say in terms of other thoughts, which is to say I did feel compelled to save my progress before shutting down the game. Mm. So that's – some of that's me, right? Like, I just spent an hour doing something. I want to make sure that it's recorded.
Right.
But this was the kind of game where you have to like backtrack and find a rest spot to do that. So, and I did. So, you know, food for thought there.
Yeah.
But what about you, Chris?
Just a couple of things. There was actually some cool people watching my stream and yours too, but I'm Pro Joe had mentioned that it takes about 20 hours to beat this game. I double checked on how long to beat. They said 26 hours to beat this game.
Okay.
So, you know, around that time is how long this game was going to take to beat. But there is no Xbox like capabilities with this game. What I mean by that is there's no cloud saves. There's no play anywhere. So basically, like since I played it on the PC, if I were to launch this game on the Xbox, it'd be like starting fresh from what I understand. Yeah. So, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, because it's not a big game. Like, it doesn't seem like the kind of game that seems like it would be easy to do cloud saves with a game like this.
Absolutely. No. They just probably didn't want to deal with it. But we got to deal with our decision.
What
are we going to do here, Tom? Can you keep it?
I was pretty bored at first, but I have to admit that once I got into the rhythm of playing the game, things turned around for me. And like I said, it was hard for me to kind of turn it off. Mm-hmm. So I think knowing that it's also that's only 20 hours or 20-ish hours to beat, I'll keep it. No promises that I will finish this,
right?
But I'm not going to go and immediately uninstall it. So
yeah, I will say this game was not that difficult, all things considered, because there is no like difficulty settings either, by the way. You know, there was no difficulty setting. And the bosses that I played so far were not necessarily that difficult either. I don't know. Maybe they'll get more difficult. I don't know. But it did rub me the wrong way that there was no cloud saves. And if I was able to play this like on my phone, like not with like the touchscreen, but like I have a little controller for it, I would definitely be down to play this over and over again, and like, or on my Switch. I mean, I guess I could just play it on my Switch if I bought it there.
Yeah,
but the Switch doesn't have Game Pass, so
no, it doesn't. And I agree that this is the perfect kind of game for a handheld, for a portable.
Yeah,
it fits that well. Like that's what this is for,
right? Because like the series that like Metroidvania that I go back to all the time that I love is Guacamelee, and like I love the fact that I could play that on my, you know, on my TV or on my phone, because it was they gave that capability. So as of right now, I'm probably not going back to this game. just because I don't know. I mean, it was interesting. It was fun for the time being, but the fact that I had to like basically kind of jump through hoops to kind of get like to have it fit my play style is kind of where I sit with right now. So
yeah, that's a fair criticism, especially considering how many games do have cloud saves.
Yeah,
it's a lot more than I thought it was going to be. But as we go through this each week and you bring it up, I'm like, I'm pretty impressed generally, but then you get disappointed when something like this doesn't happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are our thoughts, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are upset at my criticism, but hey, that's my thoughts anyway. But we'd like to let us know what you think, guys. On Twitter, you can hit us up at TC1H1D or shoot us an email at TC1H1D@outlook.com. That's where, you know, obviously you can hit us up on the comments down below on YouTube. Say we're totally wrong, totally right. Don't know. Don't care. That was my decision. I'm going to stick with it.
You got to stick to your guns, Chris. I do most weeks. Most weeks I'm the one with the unpopular opinion. So,
yeah. But as always, you know, 1H1D is part of the QTB network. If you like gaming podcasts, be sure to check out Quit the Build, a weekly gaming news podcast. Or to see the whole lineup, check out quitthebuild.com/network. Because, you know, they're great guys. And we like being part of a great group of people.
Sure.
But we need to find out what we're playing next, don't we, Tom?
Yes. It is critical to the ongoing nature of the show.
Yes, we do. We got to check out what we're going to be playing next. So, surprise me button. Let us know what we're playing.
You didn't tell the surprise me button to surprise us?
I'm sorry. Surprise us.
What is it? What is it?
Boyfriend Dungeon?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I saw it at PAX East 2019. So I've been meaning to try this. So this works out well for me.
This was, I remember when this game came out, there were a lot of people that were super excited about playing this game. And I was like, all right.
It's a ridiculous premise.
Sounds like a ridiculous premise. But that's what we're going to be playing next. And I hope to discuss, and you guys can check us out then. But thank you everyone for tuning in, and we will talk to you on the next one.
Thanks everybody.